humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Can I tell you, our land needs healing today. That which is wrong is called right. That which is right is called hatred. 4 weeks ago, I began a series, the Hindrances of Revival. The very first week, I preached on pride. We talked about how that pride was something that would inhibit and prevent revival from coming. You know, the opposite of pride is humility. That's what this is talking about in this verse. If we, which are called by His name. Now, I know in this instance, this is certainly the Old Testament. This is talking to the Jewish nation. But I believe there's an application here for you and I as Christians today. And we that are called Christians are literally called by His name. After that, I went out of order, but we talked about attacking apathy, getting rid of apathy in our life, not just doing the humdrum, the same thing over and over again, just having routine and a mechanical Christian experience. Then last week, we talked about prayer. You know, each one of those was found, and it was my intent to go through 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and this verse particularly, and attack some of the things that it was talking about here in our lives. But I think of all the things that I see on here, prayer is the one that I think we are just now starting to get a taste for as a church. I hope that we are just now starting to really see what God can do through the movement and the prayers of His people in the local assembly. I think last year at Revival, we started to really get a taste for that, and I don't want to lose that. I want to see God move in and among His people. I think seeking His face is just the opposite of apathy. When we have a zeal and a desire to know God, everything will flow out of the relationship that we have with God. If we are trying to be something instead of be someone, we're going to fail. And if we're trying to be someone instead of know that someone, I still think we're going to struggle. But if we will know Christ, we will experience Him, we will have Him as part of our life. It's not just an add-on. It's not a bookshelf or a bookend to our day to say a prayer in the morning and a prayer at night. But everything in between that is consecrated to the Lord. We are completely immersed in a society that is secular. That is, well, I would say religious to some extent, but not a Christian. We are living in a post biblical era. And what I mean by that is just biblical literacy is at an all-time low. I can see it in my own life. Before I got saved, I didn't know anything of the Bible except some stories, Sunday school stories that I might have heard. I didn't know about Jesus. And so as we take the message that God has given to us, that precious, precious message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, we have to first ensure that it has infected our own soul. We have to make sure that we have a complete understanding of salvation, that we've experienced it, and that we can explain it to someone. But if we want revival, I believe we need the Holy Spirit of God. Anything else is a substitute. Unfortunately, churches all across the land have substituted emotionalism for Holy Spirit power. And we are satisfied with that in this country because it meets an emotional need for us. Well, listen, I can tell you the Holy Spirit of God will meet your emotional needs, but we cannot substitute emotionalism for His power. Every day we wake up, we have an agenda, a to-do list. You say, I don't write one down. You still have one. You still know you're going to eat. That's always on your to-do list. At some point, you're going to go back to sleep. But if we have a life that is just fulfilled in crossing off things on our list with no acknowledgement of God in our life, we may have a very productive life, but we'll be producing something that has no eternal value. I'm not against to-do lists. I'm for them. I think we ought to be productive. I think we ought to redeem the time. But we ought to redeem the time in view of the Redeemer who gave us that time. I've got tonight 8 reasons why we should pray. It's things you've heard before. They're verses you've read many times. It's nothing new. As a matter of fact, I pulled out 2 stacks of books just out of my library last week. There's no lack of knowledge about prayer. I think tonight, if we want power from the Holy Spirit of God, we ought to spend some time praying to God, asking Him for that power. If you're live streaming tonight, I just want to let you know we're about to cut that off, and I'd encourage you to spend some time in prayer. I think sometimes the Holy Spirit just needs to have control of our services. Josh, go ahead and cut that live stream. I've got a couple things to say. In just a minute, we're going to spend some time in prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray as you're led. We're not going to break up into groups. We're going to pray corporately as a church. There's a few things I'd like you to pray for. I'd like to see God do a movement in our church. I'd love to see somebody saved at this revival because of our outreach. You can pray for our revival. You can pray for our Vacation Bible School. I'm going to give you some parameters. While I want the Holy Spirit to take control of the service, I believe we can do it decently and in order. And so I just want you to pray for something that you feel led to pray for. It's not time to get caught up on all your devotions. Maybe it's just one thing. Maybe it's a few things. And maybe the Lord will lay something on your heart again. It's not, I prayed already, I can't pray again. Now listen, we're not preaching. It's not a time to preach. And so ladies, if you'd like to pray, you have an opportunity to be a part of the prayer meeting that we're going to have. I believe part of prayer is worship. And so I was recently in a meeting where during the prayer meeting, somebody would just give the opening line of a hymn and the rest of the congregation would join in. I think that's very fitting. However, I want that hymn to be found in our hymn book, okay? Something that our people would know and that we could be involved in. And so it's not a show or a spectacle. If the Lord doesn't lead you to pray, just pray along with those that are. You say, wait a second, there's 5 or 10 or 20 seconds of no one praying. That's okay. Be still and know I am God is still in the Bible. It's okay to have an uncomfortable silence, even when you're with church family. And so I'll open in just a moment, but we're going to pray for the next little bit. I'm not going to put a time limit on it. But let's ask God to do something unusual, something that only He can do in our hearts and in our community. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.